Blog Talk Radio. And we are at the place to be, people, is for women, for men, for everybody. The place to be in New York is 72nd Street Central Park West, and the crowd is here. Everybody is here with their signs, with their masks. Everybody is here. Welcome, people. Welcome to She's Waving the Bar on Blog Talk Radio, and it's a special broadcast. We are live in New York. And we are, you know, you couldn't ask to be in a better place than today. And hopefully, wherever people are, wherever women are, wherever people who support women are, you're protesting in your city, in your country. Because today we have to make our voices heard like we've never heard before. And I'm Laurie Towers, and you're usually listening to me and the lovely Elise Ziegelman on Wednesdays. But I have the lovely roundtable regular Miral Lavery, and she's so kind to come out in the cold and join me for this live broadcast we're doing. Hey, Miral.
Hey, what's up?
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. Such a beautiful day. Everybody's in good spirit. Everybody's very calm. Just happy to be here.
Yeah, it's really, you know something, it's funny because last year you did the one in Washington and I did the one in New York. And I have to say, just going by the train, last year I remember I was with the marching band and I had my hand drums and the trains were so crowded. And I was a little nervous today that I didn't see as big a turnout, but now it seems like everybody's here.
Yes. Absolutely. For me, coming from Staten Island, it was smooth sailing. I feel like it's 72nd station, but everything was very organized. They didn't open the subway doors until the stairs were clear. So everything seemed to be like flowing.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's nice? Because a lot of people are saying, well, you know what? It's a women's march. It's just going to be women. But, you know, I am so happy to see that I would say it's a 50-50 split. It's men are here. Men are here supporting their daughters, their wives, their sisters, their friends. And they're just here because they know that they should, you know. And
they know how important
how we
it
do
is.
It.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we march with each other. And that's it. You know, this is what we have to do. And it's come to this. And when you think about it, what a year this has been. I mean,
unbelievable. First, I have to say that regarding everything we went through, the year went by so fast. So fast, thank God.
Hell moves fast, I guess. But, you know, it's funny because last year at this time, and you and I have discussed this too, we had no faith in the administration. But I don't think that either of us thought it was going to be this good. I mean, this is just something that I've never seen. I mean, the degradation of women, it's just, and not just women, everybody. Our civil rights are just so up for grabs. I mean, your right to marry the person that you love as opposed to what the church is telling you to marry. I don't know. We have to figure it out. And if this is a way of us figuring it out, getting into the streets and protesting, then God bless us. We're going to do many of these.
Okay. So one thing didn't change, that we still don't have hope in this government. But another thing did change is the movement. People are moving. People are talking. People are doing. And it's just great.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the nicest part of it. Is the fact that people now assemble in airports, any place we need to be, anything we need to support, we're there. And I think that's the beautiful part of this whole thing.
It's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call for all of us. We've been living in a bubble for so long, and it's time to blow the bubble and create a new one.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because I remember the day after the last march, and I think you were on the show with us a couple weeks after that, and I remember reading the New York Times, and the vice president's remark about the protest was, I wonder if all their husbands knew what they were doing. And I just said, that is probably the scariest thing I could ever hear, that in this day and age, a woman would have to ask permission to do something like this. And he's so blind because most of the women here are with their husbands. And that's...
Absolutely. And
know?
The kids and the dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. We see a lot of dogs here. We have a
pit
bull sitting right next to us. I love it. And I love seeing the young kids. I mean, even the kids that are just on their father's backs looking over the crowd. It's just... And I'm looking at this now. Do you see that sign near Rob? It's right across from us, and it's a pile of crap with a blonde wig on it.
Yes,
it's
going to
pass again. That is amazing, and everybody knows what that stands for. And the saddest thing is, the day after the shithole remark that the president made. I remember looking at the cover of the Daily News, and that was the cover. And they just wrote shithead. And when did we ever have a president that inspired that from a paper that's fairly conservative, you know?
Yep.
That's what we've come to. So what do you see? See anything interesting?
It's just, you know, people waiting to, you know, take their spot and marching down. And like I said, everything is very well organized and looks like people are ready to rally.
Yeah. I'm just amazed at all these signs and all the costumes, too. That's what's great. People, I mean, really thought this out. And they really came prepared. And this is like just an event. And I'm hoping it's televised. New York One probably has coverage of this, yeah?
I'm sure it is. It's so empowering that the energy is just, you can't even describe it. So nice. It's one of the only events that I don't mind to stand neck to neck with people because I'm really not a crowd type of person. So for me, it's really getting out of my comfort zone.
And we're in a safe place here, too, because we could see everything. We're not really in the thick of it. But,
even if you are, it's still
nice. It's really nice. And, you know, this is always last year. I don't think we had any incidents here that anything broke out. It's just a very easy, you know, there's no reason. I mean, this is just a very civilized, the cops are standing by, the cops are like enjoying it too. You know, there's nothing about this that's threatening in any way. Unless you're a chauffeur.
No, because we're all here for the same reason. For the same, you know, one voice.
That's it. That's really it. And it's, you know, I remember last year, we couldn't even, I mean, we were in a marching band. We were like the marching band that didn't march because it was so crowded, you really could not move within 2 feet without stopping for about an hour. And I remember we went right around to Trump Tower, and that's where everything stopped. And we just stood there, and then I think everybody went home after that because there was just no place else to go. And anybody who was crazy enough to have a car in the city that day, oh, man, that was a mistake of your life. You just sat there for hours.
Yeah, I don't think people really knew what to expect. You know, it was first time, one-of-a-kind event, and I don't think, you know, they expected such a turnout.
Yeah.
But it was great. Yeah. It was just great.
Well, you know what? We really need to be – I was glad that we could get a live show today because we are the leading podcast on the East Coast. for women's empowerment. And anybody who's listened to us has heard a great array of guests, but it's always the same message. It's about female empowerment. We're not boy bashing, we're not male bashing, but it's just something that needs to get a little bit more of a platform. And if you were here today, you would realize that it's never going to be the same again. This will never be the way everything that's going on, hashtag Me Too, hashtag Time's Up.
Time's Up.
It's never going to be the same again. And thank God.
This is definitely the show's mission statement. If we weren't here today, where would we be? That's the place to be today.
And why wouldn't you want to be here? Unless you have something to do, unless, you know, there's many reasons people can't be here. But if you have time, why wouldn't you want to be here or part of it in some way? And yeah, there's got to be different ways people could protest. You know, it doesn't have to be anything that's disorchestrated. If you're the shy type and you don't want to do anything that's you know, considered, you know, over the top, although I don't consider this over the top, do it in your own way. Do it in your own way. And there's plenty of ways to do it.
But do something.
You have to do it.
No, don't sit home. Don't sit home and complain. Just do something.
Yeah. And this is great. I'm looking at it. We're right on the corner. We're at the entrance to the park on 72nd Central Parkway. So we're like really in the mouth of the beast. And people are walking and joining. People are stepping out of the party, the parade. And it's just really nice. It's just really, really nice. And
yeah,
I'm thinking
from what
about
I
all
understand,
the men that might...
the it's going to be a whole day affair. I know that different events are scheduled after the march is over.
Yeah.
It's just very, very nice. And the weather could not be better.
We lucked out. Did we not? But you know something? I wonder, I mean, I guarantee you there'd still be a turnout if it was last week in the weather we had. Now, maybe not the snow, but even in that cold, something like this. See, I would come out and stand in the freezing cold for this before watching the ball drop on Times Square, you know.
Yes,
yeah,
totally.
This is it.
Totally. Because there's substance here.
Yeah, there's substance here. And you know what I love? I love men wearing their hats. See, I love that. Men wearing the cap. That is just so great. And you should have gotten a picture of that. That would have been great. That would have been perfect. And look, and you know what? God bless him. He's not ashamed. He's supporting women. And that's what you have to do.
He definitely has balls. No cotton balls. He has real balls.
You better believe it. So we're here. She's raising the bar. And we're going to be spending some time at the parade. If you're just joining us, we've been here for a little bit. The place to be is Central Park West. And I'm here with Mira. You've heard her on the round table before. And this is like being in the Thanksgiving Day parade. And you and I are like, well, I was going to say Matt Lauer, but we can't say that anymore. But, yeah, we're on the sidelines. For all the people, being the eyes and the ears of the people that can't be here with us. And, you know, there's marching bands. And I know I have a couple of friends that are in the marching band. And they're just going to be going. I think the parade route is going to be down to 42nd Street. And I think that's going to stop in front of Trump Tower again. And that's it. And then there's rallies. What did you hear about the rallies? What's going on afterwards? Did you hear?
After the rally, they're just going to continue march, I think, until they reach 45th and 6th Avenue. And that's it. After that, the after parties are starting.
Yeah. You know, I bet restaurants are having some nice things going on. If they were smart, they could have definitely angled this nicely, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sure they do.
It makes sense. It makes perfect sense. And now I'm watching the bikers trying to get into the crowd. You're never going to do that. The barricades are. And you know what's really great? Look at what a nice time the cops are having. They're okay. They're there.
Yes.
They're talking to the people. It's a nice day.
Yeah, they're
very
chill.
Civilized. Yeah. And that's it. You know, it's there's there's nothing that's going to happen that's going to be anything but peaceful today. And you're watching people walking after their run, and they're stopping by, and they're just having a look, and it's just a nice day. Just a really nice day. Now, when you were in Washington last year, there was reported violence, but you were saying there wasn't anything. There wasn't any.
Not that I encountered. It was very, very tight, but still under control.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? I don't know what the actual count is going to be today, but the media always, if there's like 200,000 people, they always downsize it. They always say, oh, maybe 90,000 people turned out. But I do have to say, from where I'm standing, it doesn't look like it's as much as last year. I'm hoping I'm wrong.
No, but I have a feeling lots of people are going to join the rally more towards Midtown.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, something like this is certainly better.
Definitely going to be much more the inauguration crowd last year. What do you think?
What was the question?
Where the speakers?
Oh yeah, the speakers probably wouldn't be. Well, I see they have the stanchions there. So, but usually the speakers are a little further midtown.
Yeah,
this is. I'm just curious to see if everything is gonna move, because I don't see it. And you know what? It's funny because you look at all the different signs and you realize, you know, my body, my choice, and just think, forget that reproductive rights are so up for grabs now, and it's just absolutely insane that. And I remember the signs that I saw last year. At least there were like 80-year-old women walking alongside of us and saying, I never thought I had to do this again. And they're doing it, you know, and we're right back where we have to worry about back alleys and going into another state. And it's just absolutely, it's sinful. It's really sinful.
And also, I think it's nice.
I'm speaking to the mic. I'm losing you. Are you hearing me? Oh, you're not hearing me. Okay. Keep talking.
So, you know,
can you hear me? Okay. I think we got disconnected, but she's standing right here, so she can't go far, so I know exactly where she is. And she'll just call in again. And this is the beauty of live radio. You know, anything can happen, and it usually does. So that's it. So, I don't hear you. I do not hear you. You hear me? For some reason, I'm not hearing you, darling.
I do not hear you.
Do you hear me? Look, as long as you hear me, you hear me fine, that's fine with me. But you're in. That's fine.
But if you don't hear me, I will know what I'm
doing. Well, I'm going to read your lip like mad. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm doing. But that's the thing.
Between reading lips and having people sat over their heads like bubbles.
And that's you know what? A lot of great signs. I just saw one that went by, read my lips, leave my reproduction organs alone. That's great. And we have our social media person, John Pietaro, Manning. And are you streaming us, John? Are you streaming? You're not streaming. Oh. John Pietaro with New Masses Media, who does our outreach, who does the coordination of the show, and we thank him for it. He's freezing out here with us today too. But it's actually nicer than everybody thought. I love this little boy. Are you seeing this little boy, Mirav? We're with her. Isn't that adorable? Isn't that adorable? Good for you. We're with her. Yeah. And you know what? He doesn't care. He's here. He's doing something special. He's probably here with
it's
his mother.
It's second nature for him.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Starting them young.
Yeah. That's really the thing. You know, this is how we have to raise our little boys and little girls with gender symmetry. And if we don't do that, we get a byproduct that is in the White House as we speak. So, you know, there goes that. So, but I love that. And I see signed Donnie Denier. Okay, that makes sense. Climate change denier. That's an interesting sign. I like the where we're from. I love that. I love that. He's holding his sign so high and so proud. So adorable. And the band stopped. I don't hear the band anymore. I wonder where they went. I guess they're marching. I don't hear the drums. What did I tell you?
Were they ahead of the crowd?
Yeah, I guess they must have moved. I guess they must have moved. Which is a lot.
It's kind of like that standstill right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, everybody's got to coordinate and just, you know, what's really cool is people are meeting their friends and people are just, you know, figuring out what corner to meet on. And, you know, people that aren't from the city. Yeah, get that shot, John. That's a great shot to get. There's one star in Mira. I love that. I love it. Look at that. And there's this one sign this young lady has that says, ugh, where do I even start? You got to go back at least 2 weeks with that one. Holy moly. That's something else. That is really something else. But this, I love the fact that people were actually thinking about what signs they were going to bring. Yeah, and they see, yep, the sign that says no misogyny. Oh, this is great. This is great. And is everybody walking? And it's all ages here. There's all ages. It's great to see a lot of youngins, but there's a lot of like elderly people that decide they're going to either stand or they'll march. But they're present.
I think that it's so important to know when they attend this kind of event, because sitting home, watching the news, we lose hope. Come
here.
Your hope in humanity.
Yeah.
You're recharging a battery.
Yeah.
Stay home.
And this is what we've always done best as a race. Yeah, yeah. We take to the streets and we let people know it's not right. And you know, when people say anything about protesters, this is the highest form of patriotism. You love the country enough to say, we're not doing it right. Let's make it better. This is how you do it. This is how it's always been done. And may it never stop. May it never stop. And, you know, it's funny. Last year, when I was on the train, I was, you know, thinking that all of the heavy pushing of the 60s that, you know, we always hear about, this is it. This is our resistance, you know?
That's what not people think is
important. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. This is definitely history in the making. And look at this young lady. She's got one kid in the carriage. Her little girl's 4 years old. She had too much already. She's fast asleep. And one being held. And she's there with their mother. And they have no idea that they're making history just by being here. But their mother knows. Their mother knows. And she bundled her babies up nice. And they're here. And that is like the perfect shot. That should be on the cover of a paper. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. And everybody, and I love it. I'm seeing different flags here. I'm seeing people from different countries. And you know, the best thing last year.
Diversity is reality.
It certainly is. We stand together. Amen, sister. That's exactly right. Absolutely. And you know, it was interesting last year. Oh, take a picture. Take a picture. That's right. Even the dogs are here. The dogs are protesting. Dogs against Trump. Isn't that great? Dogs against Trump. I love it. What a beautiful picture. Beautiful dog. Oh, great. You got that mirror off. That is a great shot. Oh, there's nothing better. Oh, yeah. Put that up. That is great. That is just great. You know what? It's just such a good vibe here. It's just a wonderful, wonderful vibe.
And I have to admit, I'm really not too proud. And like I said before,
okay. Here we go. Here we go. You hear me, Mirab? Okay. I'm going to keep talking until you hear me. Do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
So I was
perfect.
Just saying that to me, much more than being part of the community.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. And, it's just, if you see everybody here, I'm sure this is the first time for a lot of people, you know? And it's, the sad part is this kind of thing gets easier and easier because we absolutely can't stand still for this. What's going by? What do you see, Nira? What's coming by? What are we looking at?
It's almost like a wave.
Yeah.
A wave of war.
I love it. I love it.
It starts and then everybody echoes.
Yeah. I love this. There's a guy there that had a sign up, feminist dad. He looked like a biker type. And that's great to see. That is just great to see. And you're seeing a lot of the hear me roar. Wow, that's a great sign. Freedom is never voluntarily given. Great sign. Absolutely great sign. Preparations in the platform for 2020. Yep. Amen on that. Amen on that. You can still hear me, Mirab. My co-host can call in again. And if we can't, we just wing it. We just talk to each other. You hear me? Okay, there you go. Gotta be the signal. You know what?
I noticed it.
Every time a helicopter flies overhead, that's what's been happening. So, and you know what? You got all these great buildings, too. I mean, we're not too far from the Dakota. I mean, there's just these amazing buildings with these 13-foot ceilings. It's just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And you know what? I wonder where they're selling those T-shirts. I definitely want to get Women's March T-shirt. They must be selling it someplace.
Here or online. online because they were selling it online.
Yeah.
I was trying to get a shirt, but it was already too late.
Yeah. Yep. It's a biggie. It's a biggie today. I'm looking for more animal stuff. Yeah. And you know, I'm seeing a lot of that nasty woman. That tag hasn't gone away, which was the remark that he made about Hillary Clinton.
We traveled through the woods, and I remember the day of the last, they all gathered together.
Absolutely. You know what I always think? If you're Hillary Clinton now, and you're seeing all this, what exactly, what do you have to be thinking? Because the alternative to her was him, and where has that gotten us? You know, you got to say, my God, they hated me that much, or my association with my husband that much, and this chaos that has happened in just 1 year was the result of it. It's crazy. Never understand that. It is.
Getting out of comfort zone.
You're right. I agree 100%. And you know what? Helicopter overhead. So if we're coming in and out,
we have an helicopter alert.
We have a helicopter overhead. And here with She's Lazy Bomb Blog Talk Radio, Central Park West, 72nd Street. Hear the crowd. Yep. Yeah.
What? Country.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I'm trying to figure out why people are screaming more. But it's just, I guess, certain people and certain. I see the cops moving over there. I'm wondering if anything is any civil disobedience. But you know what? There's a permit for this, so nothing's going to be happening.
Well, you know what they do? They block the street.
Yeah.
Waiting for Central Park West to clear, and then they open it and they let them merge.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, you know? Because, you know, if you've ever gotten caught in those barricades, it's not funny because you literally can't move. So just everybody's dressed warm. Just get where you're going. Take it slow and just enjoy what's happening. You know, I'm looking at a sign because we're all fired up. I want to see Trump should eat. I don't know what that says.
Our little button.
Are more powerful than yours. Wow. Wow. Uh-huh. And these are kids with signs, and that's just wonderful. And look how cute this little boy on his, yep, and this little boy with his daddy walking through it. And again, this little guy doesn't even know he's making history. He's part of it. Remember the ladies. I'm looking at all these signs. Wow. Just great. Yeah. And this little girl, what a tiny figured ferret wearing. Oh, ferret, the head. That's funny. Everybody has such an issue with his hair. It's crazy. What you got? You got buttons for us?
A reissue of a 1960s pin.
Look at this.
Because her aunt had the original.
Wow. Is this cool? I'm going
to
say that we're a PG-13 rating. The button that our social media guy just brought over is "Don't fuck with us, don't fuck without us." Wow, that is so cool. That is just so cool. Very nice. Very, very nice. Yeah. That's the thing. You make a collection of these buttons. It's just great. And I'm seeing people with like a half a coat full. How are we doing with my sound mirror? Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Hearing me? Okay, perfect. Perfect. If you're hearing me, then the audience is hearing me. No, keep observing, darling. Keep observing. If you're hearing me, then they're hearing me. And we're getting some great pictures. And we're getting some... And you know what the best part of today is? You see people walking with canes. People, last year, the people in wheelchairs. And just like, it's that big a deal to get
here. Helicopter alert.
Helicopter alert. Every time the helicopter comes, we lose the signal. But that's okay. That is okay. Because this is the place to be. And now, more and more people. How late are you going to be here today, Mira? How late are you going to be?
Well, I have a deadline, so I definitely need to be back at 4 o'clock very late.
Oh, sure. Because we're going to see, what is the play that we're going to see tonight? That where are we going tonight?
8 p.m.
8 p.m., what's the show?
It's Eve Ensler's new show, and for the moment I'm drawing a blank on the title, but Eve Ensler is all you got to know.
See? We're going to give Vagina Monologues. You know, the lady who wrote Vagina Monologues? She's got a new show. I think it's a short run, and John got tickets, and what better way to end the day? So, yeah, so we're going to go back home, change, and then go back out. But, yeah. And you know what I love? You see, nevertheless, she persisted. Elizabeth Warren. That's somebody we got to get on the ticket. Elizabeth Warren and who would that? Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden, I think, would be the ones to do it. Yeah. We got to get somebody in for 2020. We got to do it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let me read this on the air. Women's bodies, women's voices. Very nice. Very nice. Very good. I love all these organizations. People that were following us, we have the Women's March in London following us today. Ladies, well, there's a time difference, but we're thinking of you. We're wishing you solidarity. And I think that was the nicest thing last year. My assistant was sending me all these pictures, and she's from the UK. And I was thinking, well, you know, that's nice, but I thought she was sending me pictures from a different part of the march here. And she said, no, my sister and my nieces are there. And then all of a sudden you go on Facebook and you see everybody, Canada, every place there was a women's march. And that's when you realize everybody gets this. And everybody realizes we're in some deep shit with this guy, you know. Everybody realizes that, you know. So, but that was just, I think, the nicest thing, the show of support that we've had with our allies who surprisingly are still our allies. How long that's going to last, but they still are. And this is just women, men, everybody together.
I wonder I remember last year that in the most rural areas, people marched.
Yeah.
5 women, 10 women. And it's amazing. I wonder if it's happening today.
I hope so. And this is never going to stop. You realize this probably will never stop. And it shouldn't, you know? And you know something? Even if there's not the urgency that we have now, people should always do this. I mean, even if there was a president, I mean, I certainly liked Obama, but there were certain things that he did that I disagreed with. Get in the street and say something. There's always going to be. Now we hear the band again. I hear the band again. Helicopter? Because it does something to the sound waves.
And this is like a picture. People were grouped now. So every time there's a protest of any kind, they just go together, you know. Worried about
yeah.
There's like groups that they just gather and go.
Yeah. And that's why these groups work, like any support group. there's a comfort zone that you create with other people that are like-minded.
Well, you know what? I think
that's
something
coming up
today because we're all together.
Yeah, you're not alone. That's
we came maybe from different yeah. places, but we are here.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether you came with someone.
Yeah.
Or you're just joining
someone. And you know, I think that's the great part of New York in general. You're never alone. You're never alone here. You know, it's just there's always life. There's always a pulse. For better, for worse, you know, it's a city of a diverse amount of people, and everybody gets along. You know. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. And I tell you something. That's why when there's any thought of ever leaving here, no way, no way. You know, this is just. This is the place to be. I'm looking at that beautiful border collie over there. Just enjoying the day, getting petted, not afraid of that. See, that's a real New York dog. Not afraid of crowds. Probably walks the street all the time. Not afraid of all the feet coming at him. Not in one bit. Okay, I see one sign. Bernie would have won. Okay, well, we can't go back there, people. What are we looking at? What are we seeing?
Roaring.
Yeah. Well, we see more people coming down. More people coming down, and I see the rainbow flag. Everybody's represented. Everybody's represented today. This is just wonderful. We are never assured of justice without a fight. Great quote. Great quote. I wonder if that's an actual quote. That is so perfect. We are never assured of justice without a fight. Amen. Amen.
One thing for sure, this city will never get shut down.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Wow, and I'm looking, look how far back the sergeant is. I mean, there's at least about 100 deep on the streets in Central Park. 100 deep. And there's more people coming. There's more people coming up through the park. 2018, still I rise. Yep. Samira of going into the crowd. She's going to tell us what she's seeing. I'm seeing more and more nasty women shirts today. And the band is still in the background. People coming on
bikes.
And one thing never stops in New York is the hansom cab still goes through Central Park. Doesn't matter. Now we've got a great sign, trans women are real women. Very nice. Very nice. You are with She's Raising the Bar on Blog Talk Radio, live at Central Park West, 72nd Street, Women's March 2018. We're with you live. And we're getting a lot of shots that will go up on social media tomorrow. And I'm looking for people that I might know, but you know what, in this crowd, I tell you, I don't know how people are finding each other. We found each other, but it's just crazy how people are finding their friends. But you know, that's the beauty. If you can't find your friends, you're going to make new ones. That's what today's about. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You go out for a cup of coffee after. My social media person is saying we should go, but I can't move.
You're going to be, I just want to go down.
Oh, you go where you have to go. You know where we are. And he's going into the crowds. Let's talk about human rights. Hashtag Me Too. That's something that we're going to see for quite some time now. And you know what I found interesting? Did you see the Golden Globes a couple of weeks ago? Okay. And I'm watching all the people that are there, and all the men that are clapping, and all the men that wore black. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, what number is going to come up in a couple of weeks? Which one of them is going to be humiliated? That you can't help it. It's just TikTok, TikTok. And I saw a sign over there before. We teach women not to be raped, but we have to teach men not to rape. Hey, that makes perfect sense. Build bridges, not walls. That's right. I'm just trying to read all this. He's great friends. Ask me about intersectional feminism. Me too. Very nice. Very nice. And you got your men holding the I support equal rights. Well, yes, because you're here. We know that. You don't need to sign for that, baby. We know that.
I don't know.
If there was a good amount last. How about Washington? How was Washington last year? Was it a split? Oh, there's a few. That's funny. Because we were an equal split.
They were unique. Oh, was equal.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Oh, that, I tell you, that's the nicest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, they're actual floats, and I think that's what a lot of people were screaming about, the actual floats that were going by. How they're moving, I don't know, but they are. That's got to be great, though, if you're on a float and all this, like the Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's good stuff. Yeah, Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. We're on live now, but we're on the radio.
Oh,
yeah. That's okay. No. Have a good day. People ask about Blog Talk Radio. She's raising the bar. Live Central Park. And now we've tripled in size since 1 hour ago when we first came on. But this is something. This is definitely something. And I'm wondering who the speakers are going to be at the rallies today. I'm wondering. You know who should run but won't run? And you know who would win? Michelle Obama. But she won't. And I don't blame her. I don't blame her. See, but as much as I love her as a human being, we can't just pull out celebrities anymore. We just can't. But Michelle would do it, would certainly win hands down. But why would she put her family through that? I don't blame her. They've had enough.
She already sacrificed.
Oh, had enough. Had enough. So I think we're going to go to 12:30, Mirab. What do you think? 12:30? I think so. 12:30. And then we'll wrap it up. But I think we kept people informed about what was going on today. And if you can't get here, do something. Watch it. You know, watch it from TV. Well, sit in your room. Sit in your living room. Invite some friends over. Have a couple of drinks. And think about what today is. Just think about it. If you don't want to be down here, just think about the gains we've made. And, you know, when you think about how many of our mothers and grandmothers, we're probably doing this for us. The least we could do is do it for the next generation. And that's what this is about. How are you with hearing me? We're good?
Yes.
You're off. Okay. For the next 10 minutes, we just got to hold on. Yep. Got to hold on. Can I tell you something? Well, the helicopters have to be here, but I can't imagine anything happening today that's going to be even remotely violent. I'm seeing a lot of pink balloons. I'm seeing liar signs. And I'm seeing a sign, I don't know if that's, it says, why are you so obsessed with me? But it's a picture of, it's not Ivanka. Is that the new?
Stormy,
yeah, wow. Now that's, if you think about how sick that is, you're dating somebody, and you tell them they remind you of your daughter. There's not enough water in the world to take away the dirt from that. I don't know of any man I don't care how primitive, I don't think that, how macho that would say something like that about their daughter. It's just, but that's the level we're at. That is the level we're at. But most of us knew that. Most of us on the East Coast knew that. The West Coast, too. I honestly don't know. And, you know, all the naysayers that said, well, you know, he never said that. I've seen so many interviews where he's saying, well, if she weren't my daughter, I'd date her. That's not a compliment, because what dating means something that leads to something else. So if you say you're going to date your daughter, yeah, it pretty much means at least third base. Fake president, real shithole. Yeah, I love it. Vote these bozos out. Hey, great sign. Fuck Trump, this is bad. Yeah, you're so vain, you probably think the sign is about you. That's good. That's good, that's clever. That is definitely clever. Screaming internally. Yeah. That's what we're all doing. Benedict Donald. Oh, that's pretty. I like that. And that gentleman has probably seen his share of protests. And still he's here. He's doing it again with us. Both these bozos out. Trump is a shithole. Love Trump's old. Beautiful sign. You know, some people just, you know, having really, really nice, gentle sentiments, and then there are people that are having signs a little bit more sharp. That's fine. That's everybody's opinion. This is my fight sign. Yeah. And that's it. That's what it's about. Express feminism. I love that. I love it. Look at that. God bless. Yeah, that's... Look at that. I love it. And that's his family. Isn't that beautiful? Everybody's here. Everybody's here. Freedom is to live without fear. James Baldwin. Yep. Hopefully we see that day. And that's, you know, what always occurs to me is when people say, well, you know what, why am I going to protest? It's really not about me. Well, you know, it eventually will be about you. Because they come for one, they come for us all. And this is how people have to, you know, just because it might not affect me directly doesn't mean I won't be there and support my brother or my sister. So.
People say, oh, I'm only one person, my vote is not going to count, my voice is not going to count. And it's not true, because you're not the only person saying it. So,
Absolutely. I think the sound is going. We have another helicopter. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to sign off now, and Blog Talk Radio is live every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and I'd like to thank my co-host for the day, Mirav. You'll hear her on our roundtable later on in the month. Lori Towers is me signing off from Central Park West and 72nd Street. Come down, put the TV on, be part of this. It's history.
Go.
Nice.
up. You just started up.